The author of a landmark review of Ireland's abortion law has called on government to prioritise ongoing issues with the legislation, saying vulnerable women who continue to be forced abroad for terminations are being treated like criminals. Barrister Mary O'Shea criticised a lack of action on many of the legislative recommendations contained in her report, which was delivered to government early last year. She made her comments in an RTÉ Investigates documentary to air tonight. Reporter Aoife Hegarty joins us with more details. And Aoife, will you remind us a little more about the background to this review?
Well, Mary, in May 2018, we had that historic referendum result which saw voters back a repeal of the Eighth Amendment by a 2-1 majority, and that resulted in the introduction of abortion law here. Now, that law provided for a review 3 years after its implementation. Government commissioned Mary O'Shea to complete it, and last April her 138-page report was published. What tonight's documentary does is it looks at, through the prism of that report, at how the Irish system is currently working. And for 7 months now, along with producer Lucy Kennedy, we've been meeting some of the women whose very personal stories evoke the myriad of recommendations that Mary O'Shea has made.
Tell us about those women.
Well, if we start by looking at the law, here our abortion legislation mandates an obligatory 3-day wait period before a doctor can give termination medication. But the O'Shea review clearly states that in some cases that period is extending to 4 or 5 days for some women if, for example, termination services are unavailable at weekends or on public holidays. She told us the chief medical officer has confirmed to her there's no medical need for that wait, and so she's recommending that it be made optional. Another related issue is that in Ireland, terminations are largely only permitted during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. And for a variety of reasons, women may only discover they're pregnant quite close to that cut-off period. Say, for example, unknowingly to you, your contraception has failed. So up against that tight 12-week deadline, Mary O'Shea says the 3-day mandatory wait is imposing a physical and psychological burden on some women, which is possibly causing them to time out of care.
You spoke to a woman who had exactly that experience.
Yeah, in 2022, Niamh, who's asked not to be identified, was aged in her early 20s when she discovered she was 2 months pregnant. By the time she managed to get an appointment with a doctor who provides abortion services, and she then waited those mandatory 3 days, she was very close to the 12-week cut-off limit when she took the termination medication. But the following month, she missed her period again, and it was at that point she was referred to hospital for a scan, where, as we'll hear her describe now, she learned the termination hadn't fully worked.
She put the gel on my stomach for the scan, and that's when it started to get real. She said, "I have something to tell you," and she said it didn't work. And I have never had a moment in my life where my mouth has dropped, and that was it. Essentially, best of luck, can't do anything, sorry about this, just make sure that you find a safe place. So I was terrified. I didn't know who to contact for this, what I was supposed to do. I just remember crying like all night. It is so cool because I just was shocked that I was going to have to go abroad. I never pictured it being like that because we have the service here.
So did Niamh have to travel abroad, Aoife?
Yeah, Mary, despite the fact that she'd followed all the steps as required by the law in Ireland through no fault of her own, because she was now over the 12-week cut-off limit, she had to travel alone to a clinic in the UK to complete her termination. Now, for her part, Mary O'Shea believes a contributing factor in cases of this type are that our law still contains a risk of criminal sanction if doctors facilitate an abortion outside Ireland's 12-week strict rule. Now, that, she says, is leading to overly cautious, risk-averse decision-making, which is tending towards refusing abortions.
There's risk that the guards could come knocking on your door and the DPP might bring a prosecution. And the maximum penalty in this act is 14 years in prison. You know, it's there, it's hanging over your head. I think if you are in a position where you have presented to the GP before the expiration of 12 weeks, and the health service hasn't been able to arrange care for you within that time period, or if you have a failed termination of pregnancy, your needs need to be catered to as well. So I think that 12-week period has to be extended on compassionate grounds in certain cases.
And the O'Shea review also makes recommendations in relation to fetal anomaly cases.
Yeah, in Ireland, one of the few exceptions where terminations can be carried out beyond the 12 weeks of pregnancy are fetal anomaly cases. That's where an unexpected condition arises in the development of a later term fetus. But an abortion is only permitted in those cases if two doctors agree that the condition affecting the fetus is likely to cause its death before it's born or within 28 days of birth. In practice, Mary, though, that means a lot of women who get that devastating fetal anomaly diagnosis don't get sanctioned for an abortion here, and they feel like they are forced to travel abroad. Now, Marie O'Shea's review says this part of the law lacks clarity and it's difficult to implement in cases where the condition may even be fatal or associated with severe disability. She also highlights that there's no definitive list of conditions where death occurs in utero or within 28 days of birth. In her word, the law is too prescriptive and it sees women treated like criminals and having to leave the country. That's exactly the fate that befell Alison Gibney and her partner Ian when in early 2022 fetal anomalies were identified at their 20-week scan. And here now we'll hear Alison describe the moment she was given that news.
She just said there's something wrong with your baby's heart, that even with the surgical options, she would still really struggle on a day-to-day basis and gave a really low life expectancy. Like, I remember the words were like, you have options. On one hand, not continuing with the pregnancy was bad enough, but then told that you can't do the procedure here is just insane. That just set off a whole different like dimension to what was already like hell.
So what does the government have to say about all of this?
Well, I mean, abortion remains a divisive subject, but we did put a long list of questions to the Department of Health asking how and when it proposes addressing all of Marie O'Shea's recommendations. In a brief statement, a spokesperson told us that in December 2023, the Joint Committee on Health had submitted a report to the department regarding the O'Shea review, simply adding that the minister is considering that report. It is worth noting, Mary, however, that the Joint Committee on Health approved by majority the recommendations of the O'Shea Review.
Aoife Hegarty, thank you very much. And you can watch that documentary, RT Investigates Ireland's Abortion Services, tonight, 25 minutes to 10 on RT1 and the RT Player.